Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 8th of November. Start of another weekend before another international break. Aren't they boring, particularly when you have no interest in the national team because it's managed by a complete and utter muppet? Right, what have we got? Won a few quid on the Europa League last night, which was nice. Chugging along again at the minute. The old train is moving along. Sorry about yesterday if I got a bit loud in that. I didn't actually realise I did, but it does annoy me. There's a lot of bollocks talked in this game. I've been the subject of much of it on Twitter over the last 3 or 4 months from different quarters. And I think a lot of that then generates emails, and I'm in the process of getting that sorted. But that was just nonsense, that the average goal thing, and it needs to be pointed out because it does affect how people view matches and will trade matches when people are making nonsense statements like that. And as it turns out, I then find out it's from people who've, you know, what would be a key influencer, my mate Dave would call them. I just find it staggering, really, but there we go. It's nothing to do with me. I'm not getting involved in all the tittle-tattle and waffle that goes on between services, but the facts are the facts that there is absolutely zero evidence to say that VAR is lowering average goals. Zero, none. If some comes up, I will, of course, analyse it and share it. But just making bollock statements is ridiculous. Watch the old Question Time this morning. The businessman on there, see, I know people don't like the politics, but it's so important, and he said, he's dead right. I know Les will jump up and down at this, and obviously Conservatives will jump up and down. I don't really have a massive view of them either way. I've been a swing voter over the years. I'm not one of these who, you know, blue is the colour and red is the colour and that's it. But the word he used, which is dead right, is the calibre of politician, or certainly leader, that we've got at the minute. Is just desperate, isn't it? It is absolutely desperate. You know, whatever, Les, I know you're flipping your lid now and smashing walls, but for Labour to have not overtaken this, what has been an absolute shambles of a Tory government, particularly over the last 3 or 4 years, is quite staggering. And then you see that video of Boris that's doing the rounds this morning. I mean, I've made my views perfectly clear on him. It's just incoherent rambling that doesn't actually... All it does is actually sort of go against everything he's saying about the deal. How can Northern Ireland have a great deal of freedom of movement and single market, but he wants a great deal out of... You know, it's just complete and utter waffle. And the question I sort of ask, particularly with the relation of Boris... And I genuinely mean this. I'm happy for people to email me answers to this. Forget your Brexit position. If you took that to one side, just took Brexit and put it to one side, do you genuinely think Boris Johnson is a fit and proper person to be Prime Minister of this country? If so, email me and tell me why, because I'd love to know what it is. You know, people are voting, and that's why I was dead against an election for Brexit, because I just think it's such the wrong thing to do. I think we're going to get bogged down in it. Don't care what anybody says, particularly as we get nearer January into December, Brexit deadline getting closer. It is not an election issue, and it is going to be. But is he, put that to one side, just take that aside, and the same for Corbyn, why are they fit to lead? What is it that makes them fit to lead with everything that we know about them? And there's plenty out there. And again, sorting the wheat from the chaff, actually finding the stuff that's facts and not fiction, just watching them themselves, and there's plenty out there to watch. Why are they, either of them, fit or proper to run the country, and why would people vote for them? I'm intrigued to know. I'm really intrigued to know. You know, is it vote Labour to keep Johnson out? Is it vote Conservative to keep Corbyn out? I'm just intrigued to know. It seems to be, you know, one at all costs. And I come back to it, the morality and value seem to be forgotten. That, because I look at both of them, and I'll be honest, I can't vote for either of them. I can't vote, but that's my honest view. I cannot vote for either of those two people, whatever way I look at it. So for me to say I want to vote for Johnson just to keep Corbyn out, I want to vote for Corbyn just to keep Johnson out, is completely wrong. It would go against everything I believe. But it's just interesting, isn't it? But the word that the guy said last night, the calibre of it, I do not know. I mean, politics has always had spin, certainly since the Tony Blair years and things. Maybe being economical with the truth. But what is going on at the minute is just... it's beyond words, isn't it? It's absolutely beyond words what is happening at the minute. And they all seem to be on board with it. It just seems to be go out and say this, go out and say that. And nobody's fact-checking it. Nobody's doing anything. Media are ramming it down. It's nonsense. Anyway, enough of that. Right, got a few bits for today. Right, ultimate all-out. Obviously, it's international break, so after Monday's game, that'll be it until 2 weeks' time. I have emailed you. I've explained that it will continue whilst I go away a week on Monday. Football-wise, Sociedad look good tonight. I think if you're getting involved in a football match backing Sociedad, you wouldn't see you go far wrong. I'm not saying they'll win, but they're nice value. Sociedad home to Leganés. I'm just going to check a couple of first-half goals for you while I speak to you. Horses are on the forum. Wasn't horrendous yesterday, but didn't have as many winners as we like. I knew when you get a load of horses, it's hard work. Obviously, the more bets you have, the more losers you have, the harder it is to turn a profit. But I can only put out what comes up. I don't doctor it in any way. If it's a bet, it goes up. I don't know how long I'm going to do those for. They're actually quite time-consuming. I've really struggled this morning, but we'll see. I know people will then get the hump if you stop, but I can't do it all, I'm afraid. My good people, I cannot do it all. I will see what happens. Right, let me just check these first half goals for you. Give me a second. Give me a little second, my good people. I'll click some buttons, and I've got some horses, other the horses as well, the boys texting. Sorry about this. Relying on Excel, I should have done this, but I've been too busy doing the horses and doing the football, so I need to get this podcast done and out. So you've got to follow along live. There you are. Right, is that game going to be any good for anybody? No. So there you go. See, you do all that work, and in the spreadsheet, it says no. Can't help you. Can't help you. Right, next one. I've got three of these to do. Three that are shortlisted. Let me have a look at the other one. See what the spreadsheet says. Yeah, need someone to speed up Excel when you've got 50 billion games in an Excel sheet. Oh, this one could be of interest. This one could be of interest, my good people. This is one you may want to be getting involved with. Bear with me, bear with me. There, look, there going. What's he talking about? What is he waffling on about? Just checking the average goals and VAR. Fucking wankers, honestly. Can't be doing that shit. Right, we've got one there, boys and girls. We have got one there. Talking to boys and girls, Kezai Bird, if I've sent you a little message, if Scotty's about, can you, you're a good man, could you have a look at your direct messages on Twitter and see if you could... answer that query. I don't even know if you're listening now. Look at this one. I can't even read my own writing. See, pen and paper. I sing. Oh, I've got the RSPCA texting me. Always after Dosh. Right, and that is that. And who's the other? Where's the other team? Sorry, this is live. See, you're getting live. This is the other live service. The live workings are going on as I'm speaking to you. Interesting, isn't it? People have switched off. More people on this podcast now than care to mention. Right, I've got two for you. Two first half goals for you. So both these sort of 20 minutes onwards, if 0-0. Norwich versus Watford, kicking off at 8 o'clock. Norwich, Watford, and Nice versus Bordeaux, kicking off at 7:45. Nice versus Bordeaux, if it is... 0-0 at half time, revert to the 1.5 market. So back over 1.5 goals, remove your liability on a goal, still 0-0, 65, don't go in again. So that is Nice Bordeaux and the Norwich-Watford game, just a first half goal, last sort of 20 minutes of the first half, drip lay in, get in there, let's have a goal, bish bash bosh, money in the kicker. Beautiful, I've got a lovely feeling about this weekend for some reason. The Spurs are going to be stuffing, what you call it, Sheffield United, and we've got a blade I've got him trapped next to me, can't leave. Beautiful. He'll be running for his train. Can he wait? Can he wait, Lee? I'm looking forward to it. Right, that's that bit done. Right, Negs, let's have a look at them now. Let's get this old message out. Right, where is it? Oh my word, 55 WhatsApps. Here we go, so bear with me. I've got to have a look at this. Check some prices. Live there. So if you had a camera now, you'd see me all live doing this. None of the old made-up bollocks that other people come out with. Right, where are we here? Right there, that one there. Oh my good God! You couldn't make this up. Now see these people. I think they're dyslexic. Right, I've got a small win bet. This looks like it's been backed. To be fair, don't take anything less than 5.5. Whatever you do on this one, I don't know. I've got a feeling this will drift back out. If I'm honest. In the 3:15 at Hexham, Arizona bound. Again, these are off the guys in the out doing these all the time, not off my sheet. 3:15 Hexham, Arizona bound win bet. I've got another win bet which is in Fontwell's 3:40 tactical manoeuvre win bet. No less than 7-4 tactical manoeuvre 3:40 Fontwell. Right, 6-0, got a few today, haven't we? Got a few here if you're involved. 6:05 Newcastle, 6:05 Newcastle, Reckless Endeavour, win and place. 6:05 Newcastle, Reckless Endeavour, win and place. Right, that's it. Oh, hang on, what's that one there? Hang on, hold on. Oh, hang on a minute, I've got to find this one. Hold on, I need to Google the name. Honestly, I think these guys are dyslexic. I can't, bless them. Alright, this is running in about 20 minutes, so apologies. Hope you get on, but it's in the first race at Warwick, West Cork, in the 1:15 at Warwick. It's a win bet. Currently 2.52. If it stays there, don't take less than 2.5. Okay, I've got to get this up so I can get that one published. Apologies if you miss it. Right, arrivederci.